Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The right fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The left fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting sixth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Archer. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Archer. And now, play ball. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Archer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Archer. Robinson moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. Robinson scores. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby takes first base on ball four. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bertoia. Busby moves to third. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber bunts towards first. Seaburn fields the ball and throws to Archer covering. safe. Busby scores. Adair moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adair. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Adair steals third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0 Orioles. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. Brandt moves to second. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada takes first base on ball 4. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Posada moves to second. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Posada moves to third. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Kunkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunkel takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kunkel moves to second. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kunkel moves to third. Lump moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kunkel scores. Lump scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 5-2, Orioles. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Posada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Seaborn moves to third. It's 5-3, Orioles. Westock now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-1 in the game. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seaborn scores. Posada moves to second. It's 5-4, Orioles. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-1 in the game. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Earl Robinson. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser misplays the ball. That's an error on Hauser. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Posada catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Posada. Robinson moves to third. Brandt moves to second. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Jackie Brandt now playing right field. Bill Kunkel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunkel is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Kunkel strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Adair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Snyder trying to get to second. Seaburn throws to second, with Hauser covering, who tags Snyder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bertoia strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive towards first. Gentile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington pinch hits for Bill Kunkel. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Triandos moves to second. Two outs. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Jim Busby. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thronberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. the Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog now playing right field. Jackie Brandt now playing center field. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 3 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stock strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Posada hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gentile moves to third. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 4 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Klimchuk pinch hits for Reno Bertoia. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.